Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Below Grade Level. Buckle up and get ready for the time of your life. Hello and welcome to Below Grade Level, the show where we take the books we read as kids and read them as adults and ruin them. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Eaton. With me, as always, is Becca Eaton.
Hello.
And Chris Selesky will be here, but he is in traffic, and we had to start early without him. So I'll do Chris's intro. Hello. That's what he usually does.
he does go real low with it.
He goes real low. Joining us today, our special guest on this episode is returning champion Claire Lincoln. Hello, Claire!
Hello!
How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for coming back, and also thanks for coming back for apparently yet another Animorphs, because I never remember who's read what, and it really sucks to subject our friends to this nonsense.
Multiple Animorphs.
Multiple Animorphs.
Listen, it's a wild ride. I'm here for.
That's the thing. This one's good. This one's been good.
Yeah, this one's been insane.
Becca, why don't you catch Claire and the listeners up on what happened last time on Animorphs, Megamorphs, the Andalite's Gift.
Yes. Last time, Marco, Tobias, and Axe were running. They decide to go attack the Dust Tornado and then immediately realize they can't and then run away.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is here!
Hey!
It is I.
We only just started, Chris.
Oh, awesome.
So they are all just running. Oh, they smell smoke, which is the smoke from the shack that Rachel was left to die in.
Delimited.
And go towards it. Rachel, in the burning down shack that she's locked in, I don't think she does it consciously. I think her body just starts trying to protect her, and she morphs into a grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
She tries to attack the fucking blade tornado and gets a paw ripped off and an arm, the other arm ripped off. And it's really gruesome.
It's so fucked up.
Let's see. Axe. They get there after this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So none of them are there to like help or anything. But Axe is just kind of being a tracker and realizing what has happened and that Rachel's the only one that can morph a grizzly. Which, by the way, how? That means she has to have touched and attuned to a grizzly.
Yes.
And they realize, yeah, she's in trouble, but they don't know where she is. And then Axe gets... Let's see. I wrote a bunch of stupid, useless stuff.
No, Axe shows up...
Tobias equals Batman, Jake equals Superman.
Oh my god. Axe shows up during the grizzly bear tornado fight. Because he gets...
Oh yeah, he morphs into a bird, and then the tornado starts going after him.
Yes.
Oh, right. Oh, this is where the other boys are.
Uh-huh.
Axe is being a bird and trying to help. What are their names?
Marco and Jake.
Jake.
And go Tobias. Home.
Well, Marco right? and Jake
uh-huh.
go home to have dinner with their families.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Because they're like, our parents...
As one does.
Yeah.
Our parents will miss us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go home and have a chill dinner and act normal like none of this
is
happening.
That's right. Okay, I do remember
they
that
go
now.
Home
yeah.
to have dinner with their parents.
Like someone's got to act normal.
Yeah. They send Cassie away to look for Rachel at the mall because she's a girl. Cassie's a girl, Rachel's a girl, and that's where girls go.
Girls go to the mall.
Cassie doesn't find her at the mall and then turns into a fly because she sees Chapman and decides to follow him because she doesn't really have anything else to do because
yeah.
they gave her a bullshit assignment.
It's like her only lead.
Yeah. Axe gets kind of sucked up into the tornado but not destroyed and gets flown up to the Blade ship, which is Visser 3's ship. It's full of Horcbegir, which are the dinosaur-looking aliens that are all controllers.
And my favorite thing to say.
Horcbegir?
Yeah.
Visser 3 is the only Andalite controller that exists, and he is the one that killed Axe's brother. A lot of this is just lore
yeah.
that I'm sure they've gone over in other books, but I forget every time, so I wrote some of it down.
Well, they go over it in every book because they know that it's too
yeah.
much to remember.
It's insane.
In this one, it feels like they're going over it in every chapter.
It really
well, yeah,
does.
That's part of the downside of the perspective switching. There's a lot of repeating information.
Yeah.
Visser 3 thinks that the Animorphs, like, they know there are creatures on Earth that can morph, but he thinks that they're all Andalites. He doesn't know they're the kids. And Axe is protecting them. Visser 3 just, like, villain monologues to Axe about how the dust monster is called Valik, which means pets, and he programmed it to eat energy from the ship and hunt morphing energy, which means it's going to go after Cassie at the mall. It's going to fuck that mall right up.
Oh, God. Because
she just morphed into a fly.
I didn't think about that.
Axe wants to kill Visser 3, but then doesn't. So he's just kind of a hostage, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Visser 3 sends the Valik out to hunt again. And that's where we are.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let's find out what happens this time on Animorphs, Megamorphs, The Andalite's Gift. Chapter 19.
Hork-Bajir?
Hork-Bajir? It's the Cassie chapter. Zoom! I beat my wings and zipped under the door. The bottom edge of the door was like a ceiling to me, and then I was out. Zoom! I flew straight up. I mean straight up like a rocket. I mean straight up. Why is she specifying? Cool! I yelled to no one.
The little fly was like, cool!
Zoom! How many times am I going to have to say that? I spun around in midair and hit the ceiling with all 6 feet. The long claws dug into the tiny cracks in the ceiling tile. The sticky pads added extra hold. I rested upside down, hanging from the ceiling.
This episode is brought to you by Zoom.
Oh, it is.
Literally.
Becoming a fly is disgustingly gross, but being a fly is excellent. I mean, nothing flies like a house fly. That should just say nothing flies like a fly. God damn it.
There's other flies.
Yeah, but that's...
horse flies. Maybe they're not as dexterous.
They're probably not, because they're big, and they just want to bite you.
Yeah.
You can fly straight ahead, or you can just suddenly shoot straight up, or you can stop and just hover. There's absolutely nothing those fly wings won't do. The best jet fighter flown by the greatest pilot ever is a big, slow, wallowing pig compared to a house fly. Tobias, on his best day, couldn't come close to the maneuvers a fly can do.
But Tobias could eat a fly.
He could eat a fly. Fuck a fly up. She's high on being a fly. I rested on the ceiling directly above Chapman's head. It was maybe 5 feet from me down to his balding head. At least I think it was him. Fly eyesight is hard to get used to. Very hard to get used to.
Fly sight!
Fortunately, he, or at least the guy I hoped was Chapman, had stepped in some dog do earlier. I wasn't sure of my weird compound eyesight, but nothing can smell poop like a fly. That is what the fucking book says. Nothing can smell poop like a fly. I was locked onto the location of Chapman's shoe. But also, okay, again, when they morph into an animal, they have to constantly fight that animal brain with their own brain.
Yeah.
So is part of her like, I want to eat that poop?
Probably.
Give me it.
Probably. Delicious and nutritious.
Mm-hmm. There was just one problem. Chapman wasn't doing anything but looking at books. My fly brain got edgy just staying in one place, so I dropped from the ceiling, pivoted in midair,
fired up my wings.
He was in a B. Dalton. Fired up my wings and took a quick wild ride around his head.
Yes, it was Chapman, almost for sure. For the next 20 minutes, I just stalked him on his slow progress through the bookstore. I zipped around him, always staying out of reach, occasionally resting on the spine of a book or rocketing back up to the ceiling. After 20 minutes or so, it was all starting to look like a pretty stupid idea. I was supposed to be looking for Rachel, who might be in some kind of trouble, and instead I was staring upside down at Chapman's scalp. Then, yes, a man and a woman were talking to Chapman. Understanding speech is difficult, with the hearing flies have available. Fortunately, I had been a fly before, so I knew how to translate the vibrations they felt into sound. She, learned fly to English.
Yes.
You're late, Chapman snapped. The man said, it couldn't be helped. Our job isn't easy with all this going on.
I like that the aliens are having a secret meeting in a B. Dalton.
Yeah. They've got privacy there. Not here, Chapman said. Walk with me. He walked away, and the two newcomers fell into step alongside him. I dropped from the ceiling and buzzed quickly after them. It was easy to keep up. I just kept Chapman's head a few feet in front of me. What was hard was hearing everything they said. Out on the mall itself, there was a din of noise. Dozens of voices, music, footsteps. It was all vibrations to my antenna and hairs. To make sense of it, I had to take a risk. I shot forward at full speed, pivoted sideways, and landed on Chapman's collar. The threads of his shirt fabric looked as big as ropes to me. It was easy to hold on, but I kept my fly instincts hyper alert in case some big human hand came reaching to swat me.
I don't think threads are as big as ropes. Flies aren't that small.
No.
They're
no.
not like microscopic. Not like,
yeah.
Not no, like that thread would be like the size of like...
Be like yarn.
Yeah. Something you could walk on, like maybe like a little balance beam.
Yeah.
I don't see why we're meeting like this, the woman said. It's a little melodramatic, isn't it? Like some stupid human spy novel. Visser 3 does not trust our communications lately. Visser 1 has supporters among some of our people here. Oh yeah, and then the last chapter we learned that they the Visser numbers are a rank and there's multiple Vissers.
I had no idea there were more Vissers.
We've only ever heard of Visser 3 before. Yeah. I just thought it was a stupid name.
Yeah.
Don't forget, our leader trapped these Andalites once before, and they were freed by Visser 1 to embarrass us. Has that been proven? The man asked. Chapman snorted derisively. Snort. If it had been proven, Visser 1 would be screaming in the torture chambers of the Council of 13, but we'd know it just the same.
Are there 13 Vissers?
Isn't that from Venture Brothers?
Visser 3 isn't going to let anything get in the way this time. This new creature of his, this Velik, will finish the terrorists once and for all. Velik, I thought. The enemy had a name.
The enemy has 500 names. There are so many enemies in these books.
And make a huge mess doing it, the woman grumbled. I've been running around all day trying to keep this story covered up. That's why you've been placed on the police force, Chapman said coldly. It's your job to control police investigations that could be difficult for us. There's only one of me, the woman said, not intimidated at all by Chapman's tone. 10% of the police force... 10% of the police force are our people, but that leaves 90% who are human, and the humans are not complete idiots. We have witnesses talking about monsters made of dust, not tornadoes. It's the same at the newspaper, the man said. So far, the story is under control. People believe the tornado nonsense, but you have to tell Visser 3 to... Suddenly, I was swung wildly around. I released the collar and flew upward. Chapman had stopped, jerked around, and grabbed the man's arm. Chapman had his face an inch from the man's face.
Kiss.
Tell Visser 3? Tell Visser 3? No one tells Visser 3. People who tell the Visser something he doesn't want to hear end up cut off from Kandrona rays, slowly starving, dying inside their hosts.
I forgot about that, and I don't know what the fuck it is.
I think they just need them to survive, and they get them in the pools. I don't know.
Okay.
There's too many rules.
With the rationing of Kandrona rays since the bandits destroyed the Earth-based Kandrona, the Visser has been looking for excuses to eliminate hungry yeeks.
Now, if you want to go tell the Visser not to use his Velik, you go right ahead. He released the man, and they all started walking again. Velik, the woman grumbled. Do we have to rely on such things to track down a handful of Andalite terrorists? Yes, Chapman said, and be glad the Visser has his Morph Hunter. It distracts him from asking why you haven't caught the Andalites. You'd better hope this dust creature succeeds. The pressure is building on the Visser to clean up this mess on Earth. There is talk he may be demoted to Visser 4.
Shameful.
If Visser 3 loses rank because of your failure, take my advice, kill yourselves.
Oh my god.
Don't wait for the Visser to do it for you. What I think is interesting is that 13 people highlighted this in their Kindles.
Yes.
Wow. there.
They were like, this is important. This is important lore.
Yeah.
The lore. Yeah, I got it. This is a reference. Mm-hmm. The two new newcomers felt silent after that. Chapman gave them some instructions, mostly to just stick to the tornado story, no matter what happened. He told them humans were fools who would believe any sort of nonsense, and if any witnesses became too troublesome, they should be eliminated or made into controllers. It was a chilling conversation to hear, and there was nothing in it about Rachel, but just the same, I had learned something important. The Valique was a tool of Visser III's, and they had called it a Morph Hunter. It was time to head back into the little bathroom and demorph. I needed to talk to Jake and the others. Immediately. Morph Hunter. It had struck Marco and Axe when they were demorphing in the basement of Darlene's house. It had almost killed them. Had it succeeded with Rachel?
Almost. Oh, shit. Okay. Chapter 20. Rachel. I think the pain would have killed me if I had been human, but I was not just human. I was the bear. And because of the bear's strength, I held on. My front paws were gone, chewed off by the terrible dust monster. Blood.
Well, I could still make a great risotto.
Blood was everywhere. I could not walk like a bear, but I could wallow along on two legs until I had gotten far enough away from the terrifying creature.
Running around on her hind legs, bleeding.
Jesus Christ. I found a stream no more than a foot deep and 3 feet wide. I sank down into the water and tried to change. I didn't know if I could. I didn't know how I had become a bear. So I wasn't sure if I could become human again. And if I did, what about my hands? Did this terrible injury to my bear body mean that my human hands would be gone too? Rachel. That's what the other creature had called me. The creature that looked like a deer and a scorpion and a boy. He'd made no sound, but I had heard his voice inside my head. He'd called me Rachel. Was I Rachel? I focused on becoming human again, but all the time I braced myself for pain beyond endurance. I lay on my side in the stream. Cold water bubbled and rushed around me. I kept the stumps of my paws in the numbing water, and slowly I grew smaller, smaller and weaker. I held the bloody stumps up so I could see them.
Jesus.
I would have cried if
this
I had...
This is for children!
Becca, I would have cried if I had had human tears.
I gotta learn how morphin works someday.
Fingers, human fingers, were growing from the gore. All right, have some of this
for Becca to read this page.
I know.
My hands grew back. The carpet of rough fur was replaced by skin and the black fabric of my leotard.
I really wanted to be like Deadpool when he's got the tiny baby legs. Yeah. With just like little baby hands.
I'm just picturing like big bear arms with stumps and then like little fingers sticking out. Horrible.
Horrific.
Massive bear legs became my own human limbs. My sense of smell grew weak as my sense of sight grew strong. I stood up, shaky, weak, but no longer in pain. And what was strange was that the scratches and scrapes I'd gotten from walking barefoot through the woods were gone. Barefoot. I was renewed. I didn't remember that being a thing. So it cures previous injuries?
Yeah, when you morph, you heal.
Oh. You heal previous injuries from before you morphed?
Oh.
That's what she's saying.
Oh, is that what she's saying? Yeah, I guess.
I looked fearfully around for the dust beast, but I saw nothing. It was growing dark. Would darkness protect me, or would it help my enemy? I looked closer, searching for the alien who knew my name. Alien? The word struck in my mind. Yes, yes, that creature could not have been from Earth. I knew that. Those memories were still intact. I didn't know whether I knew the alien or whether he was good or evil, but he had to be an alien. Like the dust beast. Yes, of course. The old woman ranting about yerks. They were aliens, weren't they? Flash! A construction site. Half-finished buildings all around. Heavy equipment. Dark night. A light in the sky. Something landing. Something alien. People around me. Faces I knew. What faces? I cried. I assume out loud because it was in quotations.
Amazing.
But the vision was gone. Ah! I yelled in frustration. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to reach inside my own head and tear down the gray curtain that hid the truth from me. Get a grip, Rachel, I told myself. At least you know your name, and you know that you have some very weird powers, and you know you have some very serious enemies. This was not reassuring. The Dust Beast would have destroyed me, except he'd been distracted by the alien.
Was the alien a friend? Had he been trying to help me? The answers aren't here in the forest, I told myself. Right. You need to get back to civilization. That's where the answers are. Back to the world. But which direction? The bear would know. He would have been able to sense it. Could I do the same? I stood very still.
The bear would know.
I listened. The wind rustled the leaves. Squirrels chattered. Things I couldn't see skittered behind bushes. Birds sang songs of love and threat.
What?
The stream chuckled over rocks and fallen branches. The stream, of course. Follow the stream, I told myself.
I just wanted to highlight that sentence. That was a good one.
Oh.
Birds sang song of love and threat?
Yeah.
What is that? I've never heard a more bird description than that.
Yeah.
How do you, okay.
You got it, drag.
Oh, I did it wrong. And highlighted. Yeah.
All right, what color? Yellow dice.
Yeah.
Classic yellow.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and read this one as well. Yeah. Chapter 21, Marco. I didn't see anything, all right, Tobias said angrily. No bear, no Rachel, no axe. How many more times do you want to ask me? I didn't see them. He was in the rafters of Cassie's barn. We sat on bales of hay or paced back and forth, glaring and angry and, worst of all, afraid. Jake, Cassie, me, and Tobias, four of the six who should have been there. All right, calm down, Tobias, Jake said. No one is blaming you. No one is blaming anyone. We just need to get a grip on this. Axe was supposed to hook up with us in the forest, I said. He never did. If he couldn't meet us, he'd know we'd worry. He'd know he should morph into his human form and come tell us he's okay. So he's not okay, Jake said. Axe is not okay, and Rachel is not okay, I agreed. And I think we know why. That thing, I turned to Cassie. What did Chapman call it? I forget Cassie's voice. Generic girl.
I think we've just been doing generic girl.
A Valik. A morph hunter. That's why Rachel and Axe have both disappeared, I said. It almost got me and Axe at Darlene's. It almost got us again this afternoon. Cassie looked at me, her expression troubled. Why almost? What do you mean? Why didn't it get you? Cassie asked. She was frowning.
Happenstance.
I wish you were dead.
At Darlene's house, it had you cold. Today, you say you outran it. But actually, it stopped chasing you, right? It went tearing off to the cabin where we think Axe and Rachel were. Why? Why stop chasing you two and go after them?
I don't know, I yelled. I was as frustrated and scared as anyone. I wasn't in the mood for puzzles. Ask Tobias. He's the predator here. Oh, this is Marco, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, I yelled. Okay. Ask Tobias. He's the predator here. He should know.
Marco sounds like a nerd guy. Oh, Tobias is the one that sounds like Batman.
Marco sounds like this. Tobias sounds like this.
But with a bit of Chandler.
Why is Tobias's dialogue in like the side brackets?
Because he's in Falcon form all the time, so he can only communicate to them. They communicate through thought speak when they're morphed, so they're like telekinetic when they're morphed, because they can't speak with their like bird mouths.
Otherwise
and
he'd
shit.
Be like
but you can't do thought speak back to an animal as a human, so like, bird to human, the human has to talk out loud, but the bird can talk into your head. But like, bird to bird, you can just talk
bird to bird,
telekinetically.
Also, we learned when you're morphed, not only can you talk to, you can talk to anyone telekinetically, including just humans. You can really you can fuck with people.
I can't remember, can they talk to other animals?
I don't know.
Huh. Follow-up question. Mm-hmm. Is Tobias a bird that sings songs of love or threats or both?
Probably threats.
I would say threats. He's a falcon.
He is.
I would say both. He's in love with Rachel.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, it depends on his mood.
He's got multitudes.
But his life was so hard. Sometimes it's better being a bird.
My whole life is a falcon.
Oh my god. I meant it to be mean. I felt bad about it as soon as I said it. But Tobias didn't lash back at me. Instead, he said, movement. What's that supposed to mean? Jake asked. Marco said it. I'm a predator. When I hunt, I look for movement. I chase what moves. Same as a cat. If the prey stays still, it's harder to see. If I listen and I don't hear movement, it's the same thing. The hawk's brain is wired to pay attention to the sight or sound of movement. That's it, Cassie yelled.
Jinkies.
I jerked about 2 feet in the air. Cassie is not a person who yells. That's it. It's been bugging me ever since the first attack. How did the Balik know who we were? How did it decide Marco and Axe were prey? Marco, what were you doing just as the beast attacked? I shrugged. I was morphing back. Yes, Cassie said. Coincidence? The beast just happens to attack while you are morphing? And today, when you guys were attacked in the woods? We were morphing, Jake said. We were morphing into wolves. Both attacks at the very time you were morphing, Cassie said. The very time. Interesting coincidence.
Oh, figure it out, Pastor.
Oh, my goodness. Nancy drew on the case.
She heard them say the words morph hunter like 50 times.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean, that's it? You already have this information.
You already know that's it.
I also hate...
They told you, the name is on the box.
Oh, my God. I hate when we know something, and then we have to read the characters slowly figuring it out, yeah, like, over and over and over again.
Right, but, like, what age group is this geared towards? Like, do you think that the children that were this is ostensibly written for also are like, okay, Cassie, put it together?
I do. Probably, I do, right? Yeah. Because we we figured it out before the book told us.
Yeah.
Like chapters before they revealed
that.
Yeah,
but we're
that.
Adults. I mean, yeah. I think the reading age is probably...
We figured it out.
I think it's supposed to be middle school, even though it's horrifying. It's violent and gory.
Yeah, it is really horrifying.
Pretty sure it was I that figured it out, but that's okay. That's okay.
It was. Chris, we just listened to the first episode, and you're right. You did figure it out first. He's gonna put his fucking glasses on. He's gonna put his gloating glasses on, that motherfucker! Fucking gloating glasses.
Claire, in case you didn't know, these are the I'm right glasses.
I've put that together rapidly. How long, once you have been right, do you continue to don them?
Great question, Claire. It seems like super. An eternity. It seems
when
like
I get
never
tired
stops.
Of the blinking, I take them off. Until the next time I'm right, or the thing I was right about is brought up again.
Until the next time I'm right. Do you hear the fucking self-assuredness he said that with?
He is the only one that's ever been right.
Damn it! Could have sworn those dinosaurs were vampires.
What can I say? Glasses speak for themselves.
They sure do.
Oh, God.
Okay. Where was I? We all just pretty much didn't say anything for a few seconds after that. I was trying to think through what this would mean. As long as I didn't morph, I was safe. As safe as a mouse who stays frozen. They must mean in a prey way,
oh,
not
okay.
in a nice way. Yeah. Rachel doesn't know this.
That's a callback to a mouse book.
A mouse book. Rachel doesn't know this, I said quietly, if she's even alive. Why did the Valik drop us and take off for the cabin in the woods? Jake asked. Then he answered his own question. Because we were done morphing, so we weren't as interesting to it. It sensed some other creature actively morphing.
Two mice in a field. Maybe I'm chasing one and he's running, but then he freezes. No movement. And at that moment, I catch a glimpse of another mouse running. I, or at least the hawk, goes after the second mouse. The hawk brain thinks they're the same mouse. Does it? What's important is the movement.
I really enjoy the bird-splaining that's happening.
Bird-splaining. And, and for this morph hunter, what counts is the morphing. That's what it locks onto, Jake said. So why didn't it come after me when I morphed at the mall? Cassie wondered.
Because it can't be two places at once, I said. There must be limits on how far it can spread. It was too far away. We're safe. As long as we never morph again, I pointed out. I don't know. That was two different paragraphs. That confused me.
You mean as long as we don't fight the Yerks, we're safe? Jake said. Is that what you think we should do, Marco? They all looked at me, and I shrugged.
Rachel isn't here to cast her vote, so on her behalf, I'll say what she would say. What we need to do is find a way to kick the Valakes' butt.
Wow. That was me doing Marco doing Rachel.
That was a lot of layers.
Hyper, no.
Now I'm tired. Cassie smiled. And what would the real Marco say to that?
He'd probably make some stupid but very funny remark, I admitted. Then he would start thinking about how to do just that. Kick this big windbag's dusty butt.
Oh yeah, isn't he like the strategist, strangely enough?
And the comic relief.
They keep calling him smart.
They do keep calling him smart.
He's a double threat.
Yeah.
They keep calling him smart, and yet we keep doing that voice, and I can't reconcile the two.
We had a funny guy that figured shit out.
Say dumb shit.
Chapter 22, Rachel. I reached civilization, or at least I reached a suburban development. Maybe it was familiar, I don't know. Maybe I'd been there before. I didn't know that either. What I did know is that my feet were scratched and torn. My legs were aching and sore. My entire body was sore. I was hungry and thirsty and scared, and I was tired beyond belief. I needed sleep. I could see lights on inside many of the homes I passed. For a while, I considered just walking right up to the front door of any house and saying, look, I don't know who I am. Can I sleep on your couch? I love Rachel.
This is the best part of the book.
Girl.
I can't believe they waited so long to give someone amnesia.
Oh my god. It's so good. It's so good.
But I was being hunted by someone or something. I didn't know who I could trust. And until my memory returned, I had to be cautious. Besides, I was dirty, messed up, barefoot, and wearing a stupid black leotard. No one was going to let me in. Then I saw the house with no lights on inside. There was a sign on the front lawn that said sold. I crossed the damp lawn, which felt wonderful to my sore feet. I peered in through a front window. No furniture. It was empty. I quickly went around to the back. The house had a pool. I saw a faucet down behind some bushes. I fell to my knees and turned the knob till cool, fresh water flowed. I drank my fill. Well, that's...
She drinks from the hose.
Yeah. It was the 90s. That's what we did. Well, that's one thing taken care of, I whispered to myself. I checked out the houses on either side. I thought she was... Okay. All right, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You thought she was going to break into the house?
Yeah.
Me too.
But... Yeah. I checked out the houses on either side. There was a high fence all the way around. No one could see me. I tried the back door. Locked. I tried the garage door. Locked. Then I tried a window. Yes. It's just... I think I would try the house first and then get a drink of water inside the house.
Yes.
But I don't know. She's very thirsty.
You don't
thirsty.
Know how thirsty you are when you morph into a bear, get your
arms off.
Ground off, and then morph back into a person.
Yeah.
It really parches you. It
takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
I hoisted myself up and slid inside. It was dark. The house smelled like fresh paint. Is anyone here? I called out in a trembly voice. My voice fell flat in the emptiness. I went to the kitchen and opened the refrigerator. The light surprised me. Inside the refrigerator was nothing. I checked the cupboards. Empty, empty, empty. Aha! Right there on the counter, a box of Nilla wafers. They must have belonged to the painters. There were paint fingerprints on the box.
Oh, okay.
It was open, and half the cookies were gone, but I didn't care. I woofed the cookies down as I prowled through the rest of the empty house.
That was like a really big like leap.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, if it was anything like when we bought this house, wasn't there like a jug of apple juice in
yeah,
the fridge and like
a
popcorn?
Thing of juice. Because he was going to have an open house, but
yeah.
Then we bought the house before that happened.
Yeah.
So there was like one thing of juice and some popcorn.
And he was like, you can have it.
Yeah. Who's drinking juice at an open house?
Right? That is not very exciting. Get some champagne, man.
Juice and popcorn.
Yeah.
Ew. With some gin
yeah.
to go with
Here,
it.
Bring this. Yeah. Take your greasy, buttery popcorn hands all around this fresh, clean house.
Touch everything.
Nothing pairs quite like a juice and popcorn.
The place was empty, but I had water and cookies, and the carpet was soft enough to sleep on, as tired as I was. I sat in a corner of the abandoned living room and finished eating the cookies. I wondered who had lived here, and who would be moving in next. But most of all, I wondered about me. Who I was.
what I was, and why some terrible alien creature had tried to kill me twice. I don't remember falling asleep, but later I remembered the dreams, the nightmares. Flash! I was at the construction site. Dark, a light coming down from the sky, others with me. Was one a girl? Yes, but I couldn't see her face, or the faces of others with me. Just one, a boy. He turned to look at me. A bird! He had the face of a bird of prey! Flash,
I
was balancing.
Why did you say boy first?
A bird boy!
A bird boy!
A boy bird!
I was balancing, putting one foot carefully in front of another. I was on a beam, 4 inches wide. I felt clumsy, but
she's
I looked down at my feet, they changed. They weren't my feet at all, but the dainty paws of a cat.
Oh, right, she's a gymnast.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot.
People applauding. No, not all. Some hated me, wanted to kill me. Something wrong with them. Something terribly wrong with them. Worms! Worms in their heads!
Flames on the side of my face.
That's what I was going for.
Flash! I was underground. A vast open pit, but covered by a dome of rock and dirt. A pool of sluggish gray water. The worms! They were in the water and all around me. Blades everywhere. Blades?
I don't know.
Everywhere.
Oh, the
heads like snakes.
The Hork-Bajir.
They have blades?
Yeah, they got
blades.
They
get like,
oh, blade,
like elbows and knees, which I find very hard to wrap my head around.
And like, okay, I thought
Hork-Bajir, the tardigrades?
No,
the Hork-Bajir, the dinosaurs.
The Hork-Bajir, the blade dinosaurs, the, fuck, taxons.
Taxon.
Wait, right?
Yeah, taxon.
Taxons of the tardigrades.
Yeah. Sorry, I got confused.
I'm glad some of us remember this shit.
Claire, there's going to be a quiz at the end of the episode.
I need to write myself a cheat sheet.
I have failed.
I said it earlier and still forgot.
All right. Blades everywhere, heads like snakes. Huge ants. No. I was an ant too. Reeking acid smells. Hundreds of them swarming, attacking. Ants as big as I was. Huge pincers cutting into me. Morph back, I cried in my dream. Morph back! Morph! Animorph! I woke up.
Animorph! Awesome!
What if they had to yell that to Morph?
This is also the second time in this book that they have, like, called back the horrible time when they had to be ants, and I want to find what book that is, because twice now they've been like, we'll never speak of it again.
I wonder if it was the first book.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
It was just like,
I kind of want to read it on my own just to know. Yeah. They talk about it as being super traumatizing, which if that's their first morph, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. That was like their first taste of war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their children,
and
their child soldiers.
Bug. Yeah.
I think I'm going to enter your house screaming Animorph from now. Yeah. I just need you to be prepared.
Please do. I definitely want that to happen. Don't tell Jordan, though.
I jumped up off the floor. I ran my hands frantically over my body. What was I? What was I that I had these dreams? Humans did not dream of being ants.
Ask Franz Kafka.
You could
dream
anything.
About a lot of weird
you
shit.
You could dream anything.
Dreams that were so real you could feel the huge grains of sand pressing in, the airlessness, the terror, the eerie vision. Oh my god, I just remembered my dream from last night.
What was it?
Really quick. I never remember my dreams.
All we do on the show is tangents, so please go ahead.
Okay. I dreamed that I got back to our house. And the ceiling of, this is such a dumb dream, but I'm just shocked that I remembered it. This is not worth it. The ceiling of the living room was like crumbling in.
Ew.
And our toilet from upstairs was just like tipped back.
Oh, no.
Like it was about to fall into the living room, but like, I didn't know what to do and I couldn't fix it.
Yeah, that's awful. That's terrible.
I get so scared of that happening.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of those types of dreams where the thought never even enters my head of like, why did you dream that? Because that's just very obviously a manifestation of like anxiety.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. I didn't know how to fix something, like, duh, of course. Yeah,
just like, oh, our ceiling's caving in, the toilet's falling through, and I don't know what to do. And you wake up and you're like, well,
But just in that one spot. Like, I wasn't worried about the rest of the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. I too had a very strange dream that I remembered. It was on Sunday. I went to my mom's house for Mother's Day, and she wanted me to move a bunch of shit from one room to another room. And of course, I arrive, everyone's asleep. And it was the middle of the day, and my mom works nights. And
wait, is this the dream yet? Or is this, did this
no, happen? No, I'm just setting it up. Okay. I stared at the room, got overwhelmed, got anxiety, decided I'm going to have a depression nap on the couch. So I did. And while I was sleeping, I kept dreaming I was at a family function, and different family members kept coming up to me and offering me food before I was done what I was currently eating. And I kept running out of hands and places to put the food they were offering me.
Oh, wow.
And then I woke up, and then my mom asked me what I got done, and I told her I looked at it, got anxiety, and then decided to take a nap.
If that's not a metaphor also for everything right now.
Yeah, right?
That's a very me dream. I feel like I often have, or not often, but like my anxiety dreams are usually too much of something. It's always like, yeah. There's always too much of something. Like, there's something happening too fast. Yeah, it's always just like, whatever it is, I can't, like, keep up with.
And for some reason, everyone else is calm as hell.
Fully unbothered.
Yeah.
It's like, how dare you?
I had a dream the other night that I met Satan.
Was he like, hey, girl, same?
Were you trying to win, like, the dream tangent?
No, I just remembered.
Yeah.
I told you about that.
Wait,
one.
Did you?
Oh, you have a Satan shirt on.
I got a Satan shirt on.
Yeah, I told you. I told you I had a dream about Satan.
I was like, I forgot.
I was like going downstairs somewhere. It was like some castle-y looking thing.
Uh-huh.
Like some stone stairs, and it was dark, and there was a guy down there. And he was basically just like, I'm Satan.
I'm Satan.
And I was like, oh my God. Or like, can I get your wow.
Yeah. He's
like,
he said,
yeah.
No, Satan.
Like, yeah. And I don't know. Nothing really came of it. I was just like floored.
What did he look like?
He just looked like a guy.
Just a regular dude.
Yeah.
How was he dressed?
I didn't really notice. Okay. I think he's just like a nicely dressed, like normal looking adult man. Mm-hmm. Like,
that is what he'd look like.
Yeah.
But notably a white
he
man.
Was white. He was white.
He was white.
He had dark
white.
Hair.
Yeah.
And he was white.
Was the suit red?
No. Mm. It was dark.
But it was a suit.
I don't remember. It was probably a suit.
Yeah.
I didn't really clock it.
Was it the base? Was it our basement, or was it like
no,
a castle?
No, it was like a castle kind yeah. of thing, but it was very barren.
Well, that Satan's, he's, you're in a castle, but it's a dude
like,
in a
I
suit.
I feel like you're the one that came up with the suit. I truly don't remember.
Oh.
I just feel like he probably was.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember.
Did he have an accent?
No. I mean, just American.
Transatlantic. Good afternoon. I'm Lucifer.
Very quick dream because I was just like,
yeah.
I feel like I should ask Satan something, but I couldn't
oh
think
God,
of anything,
that was your
and
chance.
Then I just woke up.
That was actually him.
I was overwhelmed.
Okay, but then, so what would you ask Satan if you got to
oh
read it?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
I need to start thinking.
Can you
about
help
it.
Me? Help me. Can you help?
I was taking a drink.
Can you help up here? Is there something you can do about all of this?
Literally thinking the same
what do
thing.
You need?
Like, can you just ask him for help?
What sort of effigies do I burn? I don't yeah. know how this works.
What
can I do for you?
What do you need? We, what did we, what was the holiday that just happened? Mother's Day.
Yeah.
When we were at my brother's house for Mother's Day, I don't remember why we were talking about the Church of Satan. But you and I were talking, like,
this is what happens when we get together with your family because they're awesome.
Yeah. Well, okay. But we were talking, like, my mom is so funny because she's an old hippie, but she's also Catholic. And I feel like Animorphs, those two brains are constantly fighting each
yeah.
other. We were talking about the Church of Satan, and we just made some joke about or comment about like how Satanists are great.
It and wasn't a joke. It was a.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't a joke. It was an accurate statement yeah. about how Satanists are awesome. And she was like, no, no, not Satanists. Like, no, not the Church of Satan. Like, she got really serious about it. We were probably talking about the Pope. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But like, we were just like, no, Mom, the Church of Satan yeah. is really cool. Like,
they're very,
all about
very
love
chill.
and like equality and like all this shit. Like, they're not. I just yeah. think it's so funny that she still. the Catholic part of her is like, you can't worship Satan.
Satanists are bad. And I was like, my mom went to a hot sauce competition at the Church of Satan when she went to visit my sister.
Is the coolest fucking... God damn it, I want to do that.
I'm so sad.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
So,
you figured out
the reason Satan was hanging out in a depression basement in a castle was because he's just like, there's nothing for me to do. Like, you guys are all just terrible on your own. Yeah. The people that worship me are really nice for some reason. Like, I'm just... What am I supposed to do?
They just want to make hot sauce and, like, be accepting.
Yeah. If I had a dream where I met Satan, I'd be like, can you help me get a job? And he'd be like, I'm out of a job. I can't do anything. You're all too evil. There's nothing left for me to do.
Oh, fuck. Like, God comes to me and he's like, hey, can you tone it down a little? Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't even done anything.
This wasn't me. It was actually Jesus.
That could be a sketch.
Yeah. All right, let's get back on track.
That was a good tangent.
That was
I
a good tangent.
It.
Sorry.
Good I tangent. Love hearing people's dreams. My dreams are so fucking weird.
I know. Never hold back.
Nothing to apologize for, and the fans like the tangents. Yes.
Great. Okay.
Call them fangents.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm judging.
Let us know in the comments below what you think of fangents.
All right. Humans did not dream of being ants. Dreams that were so real you could feel the huge grains of sand pressing in, the airlessness, the terror, the eerie vision of swarms of ants crawling all over you, ripping you apart. I was gasping for breath. My heart was beating twice its normal rate. My forehead was dripping sweat, and even though... No, sorry. My forehead was dripping sweat, even though it was chilly in the empty room. Animorph. That's what I had screamed. What did it mean? Then, bam, bam, bam! Whoever's in there, come out. This is the police.
Oh, my God.
Ah! I yelped, then covered my mouth.
Yeah, they definitely did. Yeah, first of all, they already heard you scream, Animorph!
Right. Covering your mouth. Good move. Flashlight beams pierced the darkness around me. Spears of light searched for me. I rolled quickly into a corner. Don't make us come in there after you, a policeman said. Neighbors reported someone climbing in, so just come on out. Trapped! I should just give myself up. No, no! There were enemies. Enemies everywhere. I couldn't.
I love that even with amnesia, she doesn't trust the police. Well, she's like, I don't know anything about anything, and I still know these guys are not good. Ha! They're cops, so they're Irish. Ha! I'm gonna count to three, and you'd better come out with your hands over your head, a policeman yelled. I had to get away. Had to think. Had to find out who I was. What I was. But I was surrounded. Morph! Like when I became a bear. Only not the bear. I didn't know if the bear inside me was injured. Also, if she morphed into a bear... And the cops were like, oh, fuck, it's a bear!
Right? Like, that's a good choice.
Oh, man. I searched the jagged memories from my dreams. What had I seen? What pictures had I seen? The ant? No! Never the ant! We have to figure out what happened with these fucking ants.
Yeah.
Never the ant. Never again. That's what this says. I felt that in my bones. Larger. More powerful. Yes. The cops were banging and yelling. My skin was still electric from the terrifying nightmares, but I calmed myself. I focused on one image from my dreams. Large. Very large. Oh my god. I think I know what's about to happen, and I'm super excited. Too large for the police to handle. Oh! I cried out as my nose and upper lip suddenly exploded outwards, exploded in a long, massive growth that reached to the floor. I was growing larger, larger. Filling the room. Come out there now, or we're coming in! Don't worry, officer, I thought. I'll be out soon. I'm gonna read...
Okay, she's an elephant.
Yes. She's morphed into an elephant multiple times in like other books, so it's a known morph, Claire.
Okay, alright.
Do you mind if I read this page too, because that one's a little short?
Go ahead, okay. I'm looking at... I don't know why it's called Seropedia, but it's like the...
Oh, is it the Animorph?
Animorph.
Wiki?
Wiki.
Seropedia. How do you spell that?
Seerowpedia.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what Sero means.
I don't know, but here's Marco morphing into an ant. There's a note that says, for the ant that morphed into Cassie, see Ant Cassie. Ant hyphen Cassie. Like, that's a separate page just for Ant Cassie.
But for the ant that morphed into Cassie?
That doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Unless...
That's the problem with these pedias. Anyone can edit them.
I would love it if someone gave an ant the power of morphing, and then it touched Cassie and absorbed her, and then the ant morphed into Cassie, and then it was just Cassie, but it was like... and just wanted sugar.
But it had to fight the Cassie brain.
It had to fight the Cassie brain! It's like, why do I want to go to the mall? Jesus Christ. Chapter 23. Jake.
Why do I crave jelly bracelets?
I need to get my
ears
pierced.
Book number five was when... Book number five, it's called The Predator. That's when
the ant thing happened?
Yeah. The traumatic ant incident.
I gotta find out what happened with this ant.
It's on the list.
It was...
Yeah. Sorry.
It was just dumb luck that we even saw what happened. Our meeting broke up with all of us and mad and scared and upset. No one wanted to believe that Rachel and Axe might have been killed. Axe was a new friend, sort of, and an alien, not someone we had grown up with. But Rachel was my cousin. I forgot that they were related.
Wait, who?
Rachel and Jake are cousins. She was Cassie's best friend, and we looked up to Rachel. She was fearless. She made the rest of us braver than
just
we
like
might
that other book we read
without her. She felt no fear, genetically. We went out into the night, the four of us. Tobias flew off toward the forest. We watched him fly away, flapping hard in the dead night air. Marco and I picked up our bikes.
Cassie, are you out there?
It was her mother, framed in the doorway of their home.
Yes, Mom, right here. That
her mother, the animal rehabilitation center person. That sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
That show you like is on. Oh, hello.
Every mom is Julia Child.
Do you want me to tape it? It's called The Real World.
Is that really?
No. Oh. I'll be in a minute, Cassie said. I'm just talking to Jake and Marco.
Hi, Jake. Oh, hello, Marco. I sound like female Marco. Oops.
We said hello back.
Well, don't stay out too late,
Cassie's mom said.
It's almost 9 o'clock. I don't know what his voice is anymore.
She went back inside.
9? Man, I better be getting home, Marco said. I'll be toast.
I'll walk you guys to the road, Cassie said. We walked in silence down the long driveway, then down the dirt road that connected the farm to the highway. Marco and I pushed our bikes, and the only sounds were our footsteps and the rattle of Marco's bulky bike chain. Not bulky with a U, bulky with an A.
Bulky.
From Perfect Strangers.
Bulky?
Yeah.
Maybe she's home already. Maybe we don't even have to worry, I said. An axe is probably fine. I mean, who knows what an andalite might be doing. At least it's warm out, Cassie said. If Rachel is out there somewhere, at least it's a warm night. And there's a bright moon to help her find her way home, she added softly. I followed her gaze. The full moon hung high in the sky, surrounded by millions of stars. You can always see a lot more stars out on Cassie's farm. Look, Marco yelled. Something was obscuring the moon. It passed swiftly and the moon shone clear again. The blade... Master, whatever it was called. What was it called?
Blade ship. But it does keep, and like a lot of this imagery keeps reminding me of Nope. We said that before.
Yeah.
But so much of this is Nope imagery.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nope.
So good. It passed swiftly and the moon shone clear again. I saw what looked like sparkling fairy dust. A swirl that raced away toward the development whose lights were just visible in the middle distance. What is that? Is that a cloud? Cassie asked. I looked at her. I don't think so.
Oh, no.
You know what it is, Marco snapped. Why is he being a dick?
I know!
What are we going to do about it? Morph Hunter, Cassie said. It's after someone. Axe or Rachel. Two choices, I said. Do nothing or try and distract it. Distract it? Marco demanded. How? Like playing keep away, I said. It chases morphs, right? Yeah. So we'll give it something to chase.
Hot potato.
We have to get it away from those houses, Cassie said. That thing chews up everything in its path. Marco nodded. Keep shifting targets. Keep it guessing. Oh man, this is going to be really unpleasant. So unpleasant. How do we get there? Cassie demanded. We can't morph here and fly over. If we morph here, we'll draw it to my house. She was right, and the houses where the Valik was headed were a half mile away. I don't know why that was so hard for me to read. The houses where the Valik was headed were half a mile away. Are the keys in that? Marco asked. Cassie and I looked where he was pointing. Cassie's father's beat-up old pickup truck. The truck he used around the farm. No way, Cassie said. Way, Marco said. Which left it up to me to decide. Let's do it.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, stealing a car!
I also love Morph Hunter way more than Valik.
Yeah.
Morph Hunter sounds badass.
Yeah.
I'm the Morph right. Hunter. I wish it was a dude,
so
though.
I'm so sick for all these socks.
And not a
the
Morph
Chapter
Hunter.
24.
Yeah.
Rachel, I had become very, very large. The cops were still outside.
I have become elephant.
Oh my god, is she though?
Yes.
Oh, I was.
Oh yeah.
She's being elephant.
The cops got called because someone saw her breaking into an empty house, and so she's morphing currently into an elephant.
Amazing.
Inside the house. Man, it sucks for the people who bought that house.
Yeah, what kind of insurance could possibly help you?
Like, sorry,
An elephant broke in and ate my Nilla wafers.
That the painters left.
Oh, I see. You didn't come up for the alien transmorpher insurance.
I thought you were just going to say elephant insurance.
The cops were still outside, pounding and yelling and ordering me to come out. So I decided I'd better do what they wanted. I aimed for the front door. Not that the front door was going to be big enough, but I figured the front wall would be just about big enough.
Even with amnesia, she's a psycho.
Yeah.
And I love her.
Those instincts don't die.
God damn it.
I could feel the morph progressing in a minute now. As soon as the morph was complete, brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Rhea! I trumpeted in terror and rage.
That was so half-hearted. Oh, I think it's suddenly cutting off some of the sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, if it gets too loud, Zoom cuts it off. Suddenly, the back wall of the house was gone. The beast! The beast! Head down, trunk curled under, I charged the front door. Crunch! I hit the front door.
Down,
the
door.
Head down, trunk curled.
Crunch.
Crunch.
I hit the front door. The door popped out like a champagne cork. The frame around the door exploded into splinters. Then the wall around the door frame bulged out and popped open like a pimple.
Ew.
And out I came. Several tons of me. An insane, horrific combination of human and African elephant.
What?
The unpredictability of the incomplete morph had resulted in a huge creature with a long trunk, tiny human ears,
my God.
Big elephant legs, and blonde hair.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
This is awesome.
The police officers were surprised.
Oh, were they?
I trumpeted again. I raised my massive trunk high in the air. Four police officers stared with identical expressions of total, absolute disbelief. Four mouths hung open.
Jesus Christ!
They blinked. One of them rubbed her eyes. Then they had something even more amazing to see. The dust creature ripped through the house just a few feet behind me, leaving it a mess of chopsticks. I bolted. You.
Yes?
You would not think to look at an elephant that it can even run at all. But believe me, an elephant can move out when it needs to. Elephants can go 25 miles an hour, faster than the fastest human runner. These books were popular with the kid who would, like, as a small child, like four or five, mm-hmm. get the, like, all about animal book.
Yeah. Zoo books.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. There's a progression. There's a pipeline.
Did you know elephants It can run faster.
Did you know elephants can go 25 miles an hour? Faster than the fastest human runner? But there is a problem with elephants, too. Too huge to dodge and twist. Too huge to hide. I barreled down that quiet suburban street, completing the morph as I ran. But I knew I could not escape. Blam, 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 blam.
Are they?
Oh my God, are they shooting
at her?
I thought that was her footsteps.
Police were shooting? At me? At
the desk? We
get
a lot for that ivory.
I didn't know. I didn't care. The bullets meant nothing to me, and nothing to the monster that was after me. It was after me. 100 feet. Oh, sorry, 100 feet back, a huge flying wall of gnashing teeth and whirring blades. Prediction, I'm not going to look down the rest of the page. The trunk gets chopped off.
Oh my God.
I feel like even four cops shooting at an elephant would do nothing to an elephant.
Nothing. But yeah. But the blade NATO, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gaining.
That'll get you.
That'll get you. I stomped through someone's garden, crushed flowers beneath my huge round feet and annihilated a fence. I turned toward an alleyway between two homes. A parked Winnebago was between me and the beast. Brack! The Winnebago was gone.
Damn, that's the best reading so far of that.
Out of the corner.
This town's like, the zoo is not doing their job.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a single tire bounce down the street. The rest of the camper was shredded. Right then, I knew it was over. If I kept running, the beast would chew its way through houses where innocent people were sleeping. I couldn't let that happen. This is it, I realized. This is it. I can't run. I can't win. I turned to face the beast. I saw it slow down. It hung in the air before me, a nightmare of gnashing teeth and wild eyes and whirling blades.
The last of the morph was completed as two gigantic ivory tusks sprouted from my mouth. From the beast, tendrils emerged. They were like ropes, oh right, living ropes, that wrapped around my huge body. I felt myself being smothered. I couldn't breathe. I struggled, but the ropes just tightened their grip. The dust beast swirled around me, covering me. I couldn't see. I could barely breathe. Then the beast lifted me up. Or it tried to. I felt myself raised up, up, maybe a foot off the ground. Then we settled back to earth. Valique was like, Jesus Christ!
That's how they figure out how to fight it. If they morph into shit, it can't pick up.
Has anyone touched a whale? Once again, the beast
just flopping around in suburbia.
suffocating. Once again.
Whales breathe air.
Do they?
They're mammals.
They are. I was not a Zoo Books kid.
Jesus. Largest mammal on earth is a blue whale.
That's right, it is. Wait, so if... Okay. So if a whale just plops down in the street, I know it can't move because it's a whale, but it can just breathe. It can just live.
I mean, it could probably move quite a bit and do a bit of damage. It's just not going to get far.
Probably roll. That's crazy to me.
That's why, like, when you see beached whales, they often beach themselves when they're sick, but they're not dead on the beach. That's why people will often try to
get
like
them back in the ocean.
Rescue efforts, yeah, because they're still breathing.
Generally, they can survive for about 6 hours on land before they start dying.
Dying of what? Not needing water? How do whales work?
Their skin's not supposed to be dry.
They're adapted to life in the water, where their bodies are supported by buoyancy. On land, they lack this support on their own, and their own weight can crush their internal organs. They're not designed to breathe. On land, they have lungs and breathe air at the surface, but their bodies aren't designed to support themselves while breathing up there, and they can overheat quickly.
I just got sad about whales.
It's okay.
I like animals too much, guys.
Seen Star Trek 4?
Wasn't a Zoo Books kid.
I wasn't a Zoo Books kid, but I have too much
There's
empathy.
There's always time.
That was nice.
There's always time. When I get a job, I'm going to subscribe to Zoo Books. Does that still exist?
There's a fucking gnat here, and I don't know if it's an anamorph or not, but I want to kill it. It's over by your drink.
There is a... No, get away from my scotch!
Kill him!
There is a gnat, and it keeps bothering me. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
It just flew into your face.
God damn it.
Well, now the gnat's drunk.
I'm gonna fly this way, and I'm gonna fly that way. And I'm gonna... Where is it? Do you see it? Do you see it?
All right.
I see nothing. Okay, I felt myself raised up maybe a foot off the ground, and then we settled back to earth. Once again, the beast tried to lift me. This time, we rose 2, maybe 3 feet, and then settled down to earth again. At that moment, a tiny flicker of hope was reborn. I looked it up in a book once. The largest elephant ever found weighed 22,050 pounds. Mostly...
Zoo book?
I looked it up in a zoo book once. Mostly they weigh between 7,000 and 13,000 pounds. I had no idea how much I weighed in this elephant body. Probably not 22,050 pounds. But I was big, just the same. Very big. I was a fucking elephant. Too big for the dust beast to carry away. That's what it says. Too much for you, creep. Penetrating the swirling, angry sounds of the dust beast as it strained to lift me up came a sudden screech. It sounded like a squealing tires, like a very bad driver was racing toward us. Mm. Oh boy.
Probably the work truck.
Chapter 25, Marco. Ah! Cassie screamed. Look out, look out, look out! Jake yelled. Would you both shut up? I demanded. I'm trying to drive here. Car, 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 Jake yelled.
Oh my god.
I yanked the wheel left. The car sped by, horn blaring. The driver stuck his hand out of the window and made a sign with his fingers that I couldn't decipher. It was beyond me. That's rude, I said, and totally uncalled for. Bam. Ah! Oh, it's just a trash can, I said. Chill out. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, so it's 4 trash cans, I said. Get off the sidewalk, you lunatic, Jake said. I yanked the wheel to the right. We bumped off the sidewalk, sort of grazed a parked car, and...
What year is this? This is like 1995, 6, let's say.
I think 7.
7? Yeah. Okay. This
page is amazing.
This page is fucking awesome. What is the song playing in the car while this is happening? Because it has to be a fucking banger.
Probably Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Marco would
probably Steal My Sunshine
to... I was trying to...
Fits with the elephant.
I was wondering if walking on the sun.
Walking on the sun. Oh, yeah. Smash Mouth. Thing. They're listening to some Smash Mouth.
Dragula.
Dragula wasn't out yet, I don't think.
Marco doesn't have good enough taste for Dragula.
We need to figure out what the top songs in 97 were.
Candle in the Wind.
They were so sad Candle about Diana.
Mbop. It could be Mbop.
Or Men Barbie, in Black. Barbie Girl.
It's going to be Men in Black. Okay, hold on. This part's great.
Wait a minute. Top song 97, one of them, Tub Thumping. It's definitely Tub Thumping.
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put that
Start
in
it, get off the si-
during this.
Get off the sidewalk, you lose.
Jonathan, you don't even know. Stop talking.
Please, continue.
Get off the sidewalk, you lunatic, Jake said. I yanked the wheel to the right. We bumped off the sidewalk, sort of grazed a parked car, and bam, bam, bam. Do you hate trash cans? Jake asked. Is that your problem? Do you just hate trash cans? 29 people highlighted that.
Good.
I can't drive with you screaming in my ear, I said. You can't drive at all, Jake said. Left, turn left, there, turn left, it's that way, Cassie said, taking time out from screaming to scream those words instead. I turned left. I missed the actual street.
I'm driving.
I'm a driver. But fortunately, the people who lived on that corner did not have any trees in their front yard. Bump, over the curb. Bump, rear wheels over the curb.
They're fucking up her dad's car.
I stepped on the gas and tore across the lawn. Do you just hate trash cans?
What a page.
That. Oops. Not a note.
Like it's highlighting.
I'm using my left hand, and I don't know why, because it's not going great. There we go.
All right. Cool, I said. I'm going to kill you, Marco, Jake said in a weirdly calm voice. If I survive, I am going to kill you.
That's definitely not
you
the first
said
time
you could drive, Cassie accused. I shrugged. Actually, what I had said was I scored millions of points playing Wipeout, this excellent video game.
Oh, you love Wipeout.
Wipeout's awesome! I'm on Marco's side. Because that is
okay. So it's not exactly how he's like driving.
Yeah, that is exactly how I would drive if I played a lot of Wipeout.
He got so excited.
Okay. I got so excited that my words didn't work in my mouth.
Okay, so it's not exactly like Wipeout. I'm doing the best I can.
Bump, bump. I was back on the road. Suddenly, an elephant went tearing across the street a block away. An elephant with little pink ears.
Ew!
The Valik was right behind it. That's Rachel, Cassie yelled. She's still alive. Not for long, maybe, Jake said grimly. I'm gonna morph. Marco, follow that elephant.
This is the best chapter.
The elephant ran behind a Winnebago. The Valik chewed the Winnebago into sawdust. The elephant turned to face the animal. The elephant planted its feet firmly, raised its trunk in defiance, and faced the beast of 100 mouths.
Yeah, that's Rachel, all right, I said.
I floored the truck. We burned rubber and shot forward down the block. Come on, you big dirtball, I'm right here, Jake yelled. Orange and black fur was already sprouting from his body.
Is he becoming a tiger
teeth?
Fuck!
Hell yeah.
We're growing, bulging down beneath his upper lip. Suddenly, living ropes like tentacles wrapped around Rachel's huge body. The dust beast enveloped her. Enveloped. Covered her. No, Cassie cried. Rachel, no! The Valik began to rise from the ground. Then it slipped back down.
Oh, duh, I gasped. It's not trying to kill us. It wants to capture us. It's trying to carry Rachel away.
It can't lift her, Cassie said. She's too heavy. Just then, the Valik noticed us, or at least it noticed Jake, who was morphing into a tiger.
Is this kind of the when one mouse stops moving, the other mouse becomes the first mouse?
Yeah. Oh, shit, it is.
He's second mousing.
Just because second mousing, because of the Wipeout reference, I'm going to follow up tub thumping in this scene with Prodigy Firestarter, because that was what in the soundtrack of that game.
Oh.
And I was never like a Prodigy fan, but like that was a great track to listen to while playing Wipeout.
The Valik dropped Rachel. She fell just a foot or so, but still cracked the road surface. I'm going to Rachel, Cassie yelled. She started climbing over Jake to get out. But it wasn't working because Jake was already half tiger and he was squeezing out of his seat. Jake, better climb back in, man. You're getting large, I said, and put on the brakes. Jake pushed open the door and climbed out of the truck. He was clumsy because he had legs that were not human and not tiger, but some weird halfway mix.
Oh, God.
A vertical halfway or like a horizontal halfway?
Oh, there's so many half morphs in this book, and I love it so much. It's so gross.
I wonder what came first, the cover imagery that is horrifying uh-huh. or the descriptive half morphs, which is also horrifying.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, is one informing the other?
I think I've talked about this before. I remember finding a blog post or something. Like, I found a website, and it was the guy that did all of the Animorphs covers in the 90s, like, via, like, early Photoshop. And just, like, him talking about making these fucking monstrosities. I need to find that again, because it's really great.
Link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Weird halfway mix. His hands were fur-covered claws that could barely work the door handle. But Jake piled out and jumped into the back of the pickup. Cassie piled out right behind him. Good luck, you guys, Cassie said. She slammed the door shut. With a rush of wind, the Valik came after us. I put the truck in reverse and gunned it. Wham! I groaned. Someone had parked a car right where I needed to go.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Should have been another trash can.
Yes.
Should have been another trash can. Turn it around, Jake yelled in thought speak. I spun the wheel at the same time I floored it. It was totally Hollywood. We're talking squealing tires, smoke coming off them, then zoom.
Full circle.
I had a tiger in the back of a pickup truck I could barely drive, and I was being chased by the most powerful monster I had ever seen.
I hope that was the quote on the back of the book.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my god.
Later, I would be terrified, but right then, at that moment, I was just thinking, this is so cool.
Ah!
I feel like it would be the opposite. In the moment, you're like, fuck!
Yeah, in the moment, you would like, be like, ah! And then afterwards, you'd be like, what? That was pretty cool, right?
I'd just be like, don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. Don't think, just do.
I think that's a. I think that's probably where we should. That's a good cliffhanger, right?
That is a great
cliffhanger. All right.
This is.
Ba, 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 ba. Oh my god. That was. That got so intense.
I don't know why it only just occurred to me to Google image search best Animorphs book covers.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, they're all insane they're all anyway. Yeah. But just looking at a whole bunch of them in a row is really delightful. Horrifying. Oh my god, what if Morphs a snake?
Ew, how does that work? Do their arms just suck into their body?
Probably. But look how long his face gets first.
Oh,
pretty close. How do they explain it
what
before?
The fuck? There's only...
When she was morphing the elephant, it was reminding me of the last time we read a book where she was an elephant, and I don't know if she's becoming elephant or unbecoming elephant.
She was unbecoming.
Her tusks were like floppy and dangling, and I remember that like, and hated it.
All of a sudden, the tusk became floppy and then floppy sucked into her face.
Disgusting. Yeah, that was so disgusting.
Look at the fucking his arm doesn't really go anywhere, but then he's just suddenly a snake. That's horrible.
It's bad.
Yeah, bad news bears.
It's not great. Oh my god, Claire, what'd you think of this?
Wow. It was a fever dream. I think it was great. It was everything you'd want out of a piece of literature. I think I understand the origin of some of the monster romances that are very popular right now. Mm-hmm. What a scintillating evening.
I want to know is, who is that cat? Really? Is it a cat? Or is it like... someone morphed into your cat
and then got stuck
and you're covering this person's butthole for our sake,
for modesty. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah. I do love that you do the same thing that we do, which is like whenever the cats are doing that and they're presenting themselves, we just kind of like I push their tail down and I just push their butts around like
no one wants it.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest on this episode of Animorphs. I'm glad you liked. This was definitely like.
I didn't say that.
Say what?
I didn't say I liked it. I said it was
scintillating. It was better than the last time, though, right?
Yeah. No.
This ended with a car chase, Claire.
Yeah. No. This was a kid with a car chase. Yeah, no, this is good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Do you have anything you would like to plug for anyone listening?
Can somebody please hire my friend Jonathan Eaton?
That's me. Yes, thank you. I am looking for work. Is anyone in the Baltimore metro area looking for video production management? Because that's what I can do. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Oh, Claire, I finished Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
The dragons were cool. The world building was cool. The sex scenes were absurd.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
How is absurd? What do you mean absurd?
I have lightning powers and the sex is so amazing I set my boyfriend's curtains on fire.
That's fun.
As one does.
That's fun.
Yeah. And that's where I would speed read, and it's what I needed after, like, the super serious thing I read right before it, so.
Yeah. They're fun. I mean, yeah. Yeah. They're fun.
And I imagined Taryn's voice to be, what's his face? Scottish McScottishman from 300.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Jerry Butler? Jerry Butts?
Is Russell Crowe? He's not Scottish. He's.
They
also
look like the same person, though, so I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. No.
I'm not a movie person,
they just look so fucking similar.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
and weirdly, yeah, Russell Crowe's Australian.
Yes.
And Jerry Butts is Scottish.
Stop calling him that.
I won't.
And Jerry Butts was in Reign of Fire, which had dragons.
Wait, was he?
With Christian Bale, who was
Batman. I know Christian Bale was in that. What I was going to say is I feel like not only, like, they've both morphed into, like, each other, but...
They're like a middle morph.
Yeah.
In between both of them.
I feel like Gerard Butler...
One might call it a Megum?
A Megamorph, if you will. I feel like they're in this weird phase of their careers where Jerry Butler is constantly doing these American accents, but for some reason, Russell Crowe is constantly being, like, Italian and Spanish and like Russell Crowe's doing a lot of accents these days that he cannot do.
Yeah.
All I'll say is the Pope's exorcist, guys. It's not good. Chris, what would you like to plug?
I would like to plug The Sketchy Show, an improvisational comedic adventure that we would like to invite you on.
That's nice. That's very good. And I'll say thank you for listening to Below Grade Level. You can find this show wherever you find podcasts, and you can follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook and what's the other place? YouTube, Cactus Rodeo, and you can find you can follow Below Grade Level on TikTok and Instagram. And I wanted to just do a quick shout out. We get occasional, you know, we don't have a lot of active. Communication from people listening to the show, but people do leave comments on mainly YouTube, and we got a really, really, really nice comment on YouTube recently.
I was hoping we'd bring this up.
Yeah, and this is from Cozy5217, was listening to one of our episodes of Phantom Valley, or Phantom Valley, if we want to do the Baltimore accent, and they said, really enjoyed this one. I am in the age category that grew up on these dumb stories. I need to take a minute to thank you all. These reads are so healing. I often listen while cooking and cleaning. My goodness, it has been a sanity saver to have something funny to listen to between the nightmares on the news, the annoying influencers, and never-ending advertisements. Thank you. Thank you for some laughter and happiness. I love the nonsense conversations between the friends. That's the best part. That Hell is, yeah. like, the best comment. That makes me happy. It's so yeah. heartwarming. It literally...
Yeah, I teared up at work today.
Yeah.
We are also living the nightmares, and that made my whole day. That made me so happy.
Yeah, that made my day. This has been a shit week mentally, a real bad one, and that was fucking fantastic to read. So thank you, Cozy, for talking to us and listening and enjoying, and we're glad you enjoy it, because that's also why we do this. We literally, this is... escapism for us. We're having fun, and we also just we want to entertain, and it's nice to know that that's happening. So thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Claire, again for joining us, and we'll catch you all next time when we keep reading Animorphs, Megamorphs,
the Andalite's Gift.
We love you. Bye
bye
bye,
bye.
Below Grade Level is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, and follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.